Alien!
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
if you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm gonna make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, my damn, it's Saturday. And you know what time it is. It's time for another funky, fresh edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah! Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one that she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight is all about constructive criticism. That's right. We're going to find out tonight what you're all about. And tonight, we're asking you, how many lies you tell in the course of a day, a week, a month? Do you lie at all? Are you clean? Are you pristine like our colleague Rich Sister and just live the life by the golden book? Well, we'll talk about that tonight. Plus, 10 things. You know what we do on Saturdays, 10 things. And 10 things, since Thanksgiving is just right around the damn corner, we're going to talk about 10 things not to forget for Thanksgiving dinner. That's right. We are all about helping you get yourself together personally and helping you get yourself together socially. Coming up also at the top of the hour, at the bottom of the hour, you get your weather update. You're 30 seconds away or a few seconds away from the news update and the three-minute commentary. But you're only seconds away once again from the very best in the biz. It's Saturday. It's time to get your laugh on. It's time to get your laugh on. Yeah, it is time. 347-850-1272 is the caller number. Write that down. Remember to kill me the question of the day. How many lies do you tell during the course of a day, a week, a month? We're going to figure it out. T.O., it's time. I'm ready. Are you ready? It's time to get this party started. Ride, T.O.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
Oh.
Never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man.
This is NPR News. I'm Nora Rahm. United Nations officials now say that 1.1 million people are homeless after last week's typhoon. Tomorrow, the president of the Philippines plans to visit some of the devastated areas. NPR's Russell Lewis reports critics say the government isn't doing enough to help residents.
Philippine President Benigno Aquino has appeared on television just a few times since the typhoon. He's visited a relief center in the capital city of Manila and met briefly with elected leaders in hard-hit Tacloban. As days have stretched on with shortages of power, food, water, and fuel, survivors have become increasingly frustrated with the government response. A government spokesman says the president has tried to avoid the most devastated areas to not be a distraction to relief workers, and also conceding the magnitude of the devastation is unprecedented. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Manila.
A Syrian human rights organization says the military is bombing several towns in rebel-held areas along the country's main north-south highway. Ben Gilbert reports from Beirut.
According to a UN spokesperson, at least 600 families have fled from the Syrian town of Qara to Lebanon during the past 24 hours in an effort to escape the fighting. This YouTube video from Friday allegedly shows the Syrian military bombarding the town of Qara on the Syrian-Lebanese border. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Syrian Air Force bombed Qara at least 8 times. Qara is one of several towns in the strategically important Kalamoun region along Syria's border with Lebanon. The Syrian military would like to secure the highway between Damascus and Homs, which runs through the Kalamoun region, and to cut off rebel supply routes from Lebanon. For NPR News, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.
Transit officials in San Francisco want to go back to the bargaining table. Negotiators for Bay Area Rapid Transit and two unions had signed off on a new contract. Now, BART officials say, they realize it includes an erroneous provision that workers could receive as much as 6 weeks of paid leave under the Family Medical Leave Act. BART spokeswoman Luna Salazar told KGO-TV it was just an error that needs to be fixed.
We know that a mistake was made. We caught it before the BART board ratified the contract. We're able to disclose the issue to the BART board, and then we hope that we'll be able to resolve this in a professional manner so that we could move on.
Union leaders aren't buying that argument, including Antoinette Bryant, president of the Amalgamated Transit Union Local 1555.
It wasn't a glitch. They all signed the documents. Not only that, it was sitting with their group of documents for at least 2.5 months before we voted it.
Bryant says an agreement is an agreement and that BART has buyer's remorse. This is NPR News.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You know, I want you guys to do me a favor, okay? I want you to do it right now. I want you to sit back and just reflect and be grateful for what you have right now. I want you to live in the moment right now. Enjoy this moment. Because right now, I'm not sure what you're doing. You could be out hanging with your friends, having drinks right now. You could be, you know, sitting somewhere reading a good book. Or you may be, you know, sitting at home listening to the show right now. I don't know. But I want you to take the opportunity to enjoy the moment. Because just like anything else, at some point in time in your life, you're going to reflect back on these times. You're going to sit back and reminisce on what used to be. And let me tell you something. Life is good right now. So if life is good for you, I want you to sit back and just embrace it right now. Just smell the roses right now. Because let me tell you, trust me, adversity is going to knock on your door. It's going to knock on the door. There's going to be a time where you may lose your job. There's going to be a time where, you know, bills are going to become overwhelming for you. There will be a time where you will experience heartbreak in your life. There will also be a time when, who knows, you may suffer from some type of disease. You may get sick. And then you're going to sit back and say, I remember when. You know, one of the things that I think about often is when I used to be younger, I used to hang out with my guys. We would go play basketball at the gym, and then we would just go to the park and just sit on the park bench in the breeze and just enjoy the day. Now, that was 20 years ago. And I sit back and think about that. Now I'm like, wow, did I take the opportunity to enjoy the moment? And that's what you have to do with your life, folks. You have to sit back and think about the good times. Because right now, like for me, a good time for me right now is doing this show. Because I know for the next 2 hours, I am going to laugh. I'm going to be with my colleagues. We're going to giggle. We're going to have a great time. We're going to listen to some great music. And who knows what else we're going to do. So I am enjoying this moment right now. But there's going to be a time where I wish in the future that I was doing the Jay Ryle Show. There's going to be a time where I wish I could be doing something that I really enjoy doing. But because either of age or because of circumstances, it's going to be a distant thing of the past. So do yourselves a favor. And do me a favor. Just sit back and enjoy the moment. Now, if you're living in a very bad time, this will come to pass. But if you're living life to its fullest, sit back, enjoy yourself, and reminisce now versus having to reminisce later. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm gonna make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elliot?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Man, it sounded like you was calling from the damn starship for a minute there. It sounded like you were out of space, man. You all right? Where you at?
I'm good, man. I'm at home. Where else am I going to be at, man?
Oh, you good now, man? Well, I'm just saying, Mr. Elliot, you came in like, then all of a sudden, you just came in good. I'm just trying to help you out, dog. What's happening, baby? What you been doing?
Man. Cleaning and more cleaning, baby.
Well, your life, man. What you doing out here, man? Same old day, different stuff. What's what that mean? Well, I went to work, came home, went to sleep, go to gym, clean. Hey, man, you sound like the most interesting man in the world, Mr. Elias. You really do. Jesus Christ.
I work to get these up. I had to take leaves and get them out to the curb so they can suck them up. So, you know, man, I got to do what I got to do, man. That's what I did today. You asked what I did today. That's what I'm telling you what I did. And that's
Elias.
Not enough for you.
I don't know what you're using, Mr. Elias, but you sound like you have an SFX sound effects machine coming off and on. I don't know what's going on. It comes in and it pops out. Who knows? Maybe we can live with it, but you're trying out these new equipment and all this stuff. I'm not sure, Mr. Elias. I'm just saying I'm not sure, dog. I'm not sure, man.
Yeah, I'm blessed with you, cuz. How about that?
I'm sorry?
I bet you heard that. I bet you heard that. I can give a damn.
What did you say?
I could give a damn less what you think. How about that?
Mr. Elias, it's not what I... Wow. Guy, I'm just trying to help your driving, dog. I'm saying, damn, dog, you don't sound that good.
And you don't sound that good either.
Well, you know what, man? It's time. I'm done talking to you, man. You know you got an attitude, man. I'm tired of you and your damn attitudes, man. Get your mess together. I'm tired of you and your damn attitudes.
How about that?
Hey, man, go to hell.
I'm
done talking to you. I'm done. Fight the match.
Go to hell.
What happened with you? Take a bullet for a stranger.
That's right.
A bullet.
Mr. Elias, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid.
No, I would not. My kids.
Silly question.
My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your mammy.
I knew I was looking good.
She was looking good, though.
I love it. Every time I hear it.
She had her cold shoes on. And socks and drawers. Her hair was kicking. Like Claude Van Damme. I want to ride Bumblebee. Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up, party people? Chilling with my Jeffress crew. What's up, Elias? How you doing, baby boy? How you doing?
I'm good, baby. How you doing?
I can't complain. Jay Rizzi. What's
happening, girl?
Nothing. Having fun and enjoying life.
Okay, let me ask you something. You listen to this exchange between me and Mr. Elias. Why does he act that way, Bumblebee? Why does he act that way? Talk to me. Why does he act that way?
I don't think he likes you.
Thank you, Bumblebee. I'm glad you know that.
Well, thank you for clearing that up for me.
You know that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It is as simple as that, huh? I just don't think he don't like your ass. Well, hey, I'm starting to feel the same way my damn self. So, I'm going to be baby. What you do today, girl? What you do today to you and that damn temple of yours, girl?
And me and what?
And this that temple, that
butt?
Temple, you know, that temple.
That
brown sugar, baby.
Yeah. I thought you meant the temple.
Whoa, how many temples? Wait a minute, I'm curious now. What's the other temple? Just by out of curiosity.
Nothing.
What's the other temple?
I was chilling. I was just taking.
What's the other temple, though?
You got me
curious. The temple of life.
The temple of love, baby. The temple of
love. Yeah. Oh, I want to know about that then. What's up with the temple of love, girl?
Not in.
What the hell is wrong with y'all? Nothing. Hey, I'm Rick and Lee's. The Temple of Love. What's the Temple of Love?
What did your black ass do today? That's what I want to know.
Hey, man, take that bass out your voice. You're talking to me, Mr. Elliott. Take that damn bass out your voice. Now listen to his mic, Momo B. Now I'm trying to tell him he sounds like outer space. He sounds like the Space Cowboy from that damn song, Space Cowboy. And he's mad at me.
Now let me tell you what you sound like. The back of my balls. That's what you sound like.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn. That joke is swinging below the belt. He's swinging below the belt tonight. All right. Let me go get Ernest. That joker said the back of his sweaty balls. Damn. Oh, damn. That's nasty. We're moving on. We're going to get Ernest because I tell you, this guy lost his damn mind tonight. Oh. Take him, Momo.
What's up, Jay, Mr. Elias, Momo B? How's everybody?
Hey,
what the hell is up with y'all? What is going on? I mean, what the hell is wrong? Okay, hi, Ernest. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ernest. Thank you very much for calling in. And
okay.
Well, alrighty. Let's bring in Rich Sister. How you doing?
Oh, you're going to skip right over. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I am, Ernest, because you're monotone. You know, you like coming in. You like, see, monkey do. They act like that, then you come in. How you doing?
No.
You know, it's not funny,
okay,
Ernest.
Before you, okay,
you
yes, because you know all, and nobody else knows anything. Why don't you sit down for a minute
damn
and shut up, and
you're
I'll tell
right.
you. First of all, you're an irritant. Second of all, I'm a little pissed off tonight, so I'm doing my best not to come. I'm not mad at you guys. I'm just pissed off, and I'm hoping that as I'm on the show, I'm going to lighten up a little bit. I'm glad to be here. I'm just not in the best of moods. But I did have a good conversation with Momo B this past Wednesday. And, Momo, I'm just going to let you know, I do still accept your apology.
What the hell are y'all talking
and,
about?
Momo, I had to settle something. It wasn't anything big, but it was something that was weighing on my heart. I wanted to talk to Momo B. It was bothering me, so I talked to Momo B about it. I talked with her about it, and it was understood.
God.
So I feel much
first
better
mistake.
About it now. So it was no. First mistake. It was after the show, and you know, after that whole fiasco Wednesday night on the after. But we talked for just a little while. Amazingly, right about an hour. Amazing, right there that it didn't go on until 2 o'clock in the morning, and you know, settled something that had been bothering.
The phone must have died. Her phone must have died.
No.
That's one reason why y'all.
No, I told her, I said, listen, girl, it's 11:30. I'm going upstairs to go to bed. Good night. And that was that.
Oh,
so. But I accept your apology, Momo.
Silly. I accept yours, Ernest. I accept yours. That was so nice of you.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to know what the hell y'all talking about. I mean, don't come in and bring these jokes in and don't tell me what the hell's going on. So why does she have to apologize to you, Ernest?
I did. He apologized to me.
I thought he accepted
yours. No, she
yours.
Apologized to me, so.
Okay.
No, I accepted her apology.
I accepted his apology.
Yeah.
Okay, Toodle D and Toodle Dell, I'm not even going to ask.
Ernest came in with a problem, an issue, and I was like, okay, Ernest, lay it on the line. And he laid it on the line. But
yeah.
And how he felt and all of that. And I said, okay. And he asked me, did I mean it? He didn't mean it a certain way. And I said, okay, well, I thought you did. Then he said, no, he would never. And then I said, okay, I accept your apology. He's like, wait a minute, I'm sorry.
I didn't apologize for anything. Yeah,
okay.
So.
And
but I do
the comedy team. And the comedy team of Momo B and Ernest will be taking her act on the road. You can see them live at the Mirage in Las Vegas, Nevada. What the hell is this all about? Jesus
Christ.
Yeah,
that's actually funny. I guess you had to be there. But since you
we're going
to
be at the Starbucks on 4th and Break Street
yeah,
next
that's,
Thursday
that's
at 7:30.
Starbucks. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I say pay attention. 10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 good minutes, sponsored by the Rib Zone. 10 good minutes where we kind of talk about whatever, you know, whatever's on our mind and, you know, things of that nature. And so, listen, first of all, let's say hello to Rich Sister. Rich Sister, you know, bottom line is I just peeked in the chat room and I read the comments that you wrote in there about the tan jacket. You know, me and you are going to fight about this damn tan jacket, okay? Just want to let you know that. Say hello.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. How you doing? Yeah, I'm proud of that joke, by the way. It's been a running joke for the whole year.
It's been a running bad joke for the whole year. You need to get rid of it.
She, listen, you got to give the girl credit. She has milked that thing like nobody's business.
I know. Like a.
I mean, I'll give Miss Terry.
Yes.
I'm going to give Miss Terry her credit for initially posting the picture. But I just felt the vision. Remember, I'm thoughts for vision. And I saw the vision that.
I don't give a damn
gonna,
what you are. How about that?
Yeah, she
you give me thoughts
milked
of a vision.
That joke. She milked that joke about that jacket like she was milking a tan cow.
Oh, here
hey,
you go.
Oh,
oh,
damn.
Oh, that was good, Momo. Yeah. Chocolate Thunder. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah. Yeah. She milked that damn joke like a damn woman that's pregnant with big milky titties.
Oh, you need to work through that joke. You're losing it all.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It didn't matter. Anyway, so.
You got to pull up, brother. You're going down fast.
You know, Rich Sister, you know, you're like Mr. Elias. You don't have nothing to say unless you're talking about a damn brown tan jacket. You be on the damn. See, listen, y'all tune in to Ladies First Radio. Rich Sister's sitting there like. Rich Sister, you got anything to say? 1,001, 1,002, 1,000. Hey, everybody. And then you want to sit here and come in, but you got jokes. You talk fast when you're talking about that damn tan jacket. But when we ask you a question, you ask.
And her microphone's really clear, too, you notice? You can't hear her any other time except when she's talking about her show or that tan jacket, and she's as clear as if she's standing in the room with you.
I have to answer questions here with caution, because there's always a hidden motive behind the questions here.
Yeah,
I'm sure she said something. I didn't know. See, her microphone.
I didn't understand what she said either. Maybe she wasn't talking.
I didn't hear what she said.
Now,
she said there was a hidden agenda on everything that comes her way.
There's always hidden motives behind these questions when you get to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
Just say okay and let's just say okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, listen. So anyway, one of the things I wanted to talk about and I wanted to ask you guys about, did anyone see the story about the little bad boy? You see that story, Ernest, about the guy, little kid, man, who I guess was fighting cancer, whatever the case may be, and he wanted to be Batman, and they turned a part of San Francisco
Was it in Chicago?
I thought that was in San Francisco.
Oh, it is San Francisco. Yeah, you're right. No, I kind of know the story in general. I do know what you're talking about, and I saw a quick little video of it this past week, yeah.
I mean, that was pretty cool. I mean, you know, the thing is that this Make-A-Wish Foundation, they go out, they do things for these kids. I guess my question is that through social media, they were able to get all those people there. And if you don't know the story, a young man, he was, I guess he's fighting cancer or cancer is in remission. I don't know all the details. But he wanted to be Batman. And so they put this thing out there. And so he can save people. So the first thing they had set up was a lady on the train tracks. He came and saved her. Then he foiled a crime with the Riddler. He had a police escort through the city. Even the president came on Twitter and said to, hey, you know, keep it going, homeboy. I mean, it's so smooth and nice to see stories like that.
His name is Miles. He's 5 years old, and he has leukemia that's gone into remission. And it says, with the help of many, many volunteers, including San Francisco Police Chief and San Francisco Giants, big parts of San Francisco will be turned into a fantasy of Gotham so that Miles can pretend to be Batman for the day while his younger brother dressed up as Robin. And it was really, it wasn't quite Make-A-Wish. It was just a way to make a kid feel good because the kid really loves Batman. And I saw a clip of him. There was another big
Foundation.
An adult dressed as Batman, and they were running into a bank or, you know, to save somebody or whatever. So it was very, very cool.
Yeah, but it was. It was the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Yeah, it was. It was Make-A-Wish or something. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's what it was. So, yeah, obviously, the guy, little kid's wish came true. He wanted to be Batman. I thought that was pretty cool. So let me ask you something. Yeah. Let me ask y'all. Sure. If y'all had to go through the Make-A-Wish Foundation, what would be your wish, Ernest?
Oh, I would hope that they could tailor down a tan jacket so I could fit in one and not swim in it. In general, though, if I had to make a wish, if I was going to die, I would.
You're going to die.
That's a tough call because it's like one of your last. It's like a last request kind of thing. I think I would just want to, I live pretty far away from my family. I think I would just want to go home and be with my family and do something really fun, like go to a big concert or a big show or something. I mean, I really love theater, so I'd love
damn
to go
make a wish
see a
thing
big play
that,
on Broadway Ernest? Or something like that.
You don't need to make a wish foundation for
there's
that.
There's no right. Listen. Jackass, there's no wrong answer to this.
Hey,
you
watch your mouth.
Question, I'm giving you an answer. If you don't like
it, thank you.
It
was a boring answer. Thank
question.
You. Thank you, Ernest. Thank you very much.
I thought
she was going to say.
I'm sorry. What are you going to do? Eat fish tacos until you die? Is that going to be your answer? Are you going to talk about women and their vaginas? Is that going to be your exciting answer for everybody during 10
well,
minutes?
Well, I thought your answer was
going to
be visit some bars
what's your
across
excitement?
America.
What would you do for a final wish, J. Ryan? What would you do?
Well, let me finish asking everybody. Everybody has attitude problems tonight. I'm going to start whooping ass around here in a few minutes.
You dissed mine wanting to be near my family and stuff. Let's hear what you have to offer the table.
No, we're
what
not
going to
hear a damn
talk.
Thing. You hold up.
It's the J. Ryan Show. Let's hear your answer.
Hey, stick a sock in it, Joffy. So, Ms. Elias, bottom line is, if you had to make a wish, bro, what would be your make-a-wish, man? What would be your make-a-wish?
What would be my make-a-wish? My make-a-wish would be to go out with Layla Hathaway.
That's a good one.
That's a boring answer, Mr. Elias. Why would you say something like that? Boy, that's a boring answer.
There it is. Sit your ass down. Thank you, Mr. Turtle X. All right,
big man.
What would be your make a wish? Make a wish.
I don't know. I think if I had to make a wish on something, I think it would have to be.
Is it an unlimited supply of Hennessy? Could that be it? Your private day? Pull up a truck and let me just get drunk as a skunk.
That is a good one. But I wouldn't say a Make-A-Wish Foundation. Like, that would have to be just a wish between me and God. A Make-A-Wish Foundation, isn't that where other people try to help you come up with your wish? You know,
exactly.
Okay, well, I want to ask other people to do that because sometimes in life, when you want something to happen to you and you need the help of others, you need to really think about what you're going to wish for and make it work. Me just having an endless supply of Hennessy, people are going to be like, I want to help you all with other things. You know how to get on a high horse, and I don't want to do that, blah, blah, blah. So it has to be something like, I wish. I really would wish that my immediate family would just move down here to Florida with me. I wish we all could have nice houses and live on the same block.
Okay, you only get one wish. You're getting two. I mean, that's too much. You only get one wish, Momo B. One wish. Either your family come or you get a big house. I mean, either or. Because your house is going to be vacant shortly if you're on the Make-A-Wish. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make that. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, that's
fine. I'm sorry, man.
Thank God he is not the chairman of the Make-A-Wish Foundation because nobody would do anything.
What? Hold up. Did I say something
he's
wrong?
He's like the Grinch of Make-A-Wish Foundation. You're like the Grinch.
You bastards can go to hell. How about that?
Why did you say that? You say if my family come down here, I'll be in trouble and be in jail. Is that what you were going with that?
No, I didn't say that. You must be thinking
that. You're not going to live much longer if you're in the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That was foul, Jay.
Hey, I'm tired of y'all. Matter of fact, maybe I should just leave. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you
I'm
should.
Tired of this mess.
Foul, man. Oh, that was
foul. Yeah, that was mean to say. That was really mean. That was so sad.
Oh, that was. Oh.
You're
that
hateful.
Awful.
You're just
I
full of
think about that.
Piss and vinegar.
Hey, now he's going to be quiet, old black bastard. Let's go to commercial.
Damn.
Damn. All right. Yeah, all right, good.
The edition has been sponsored by the Rib Zone, home of the $14.95 all-you-can-eat barbecue rib buffet. Do we have to say anymore?
Muted.
They're at 5020 Highway 78 inside the Best Western across from Arby's with that fake barbecue shit. Tell them that the crew of the Saturday edition on the TJRS Radio Network sent you. Baby, pull up a plate, sit down, and have you some barbecue, the best in Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Christy Warlow, taking a look at your national weather for the next 3 days. And yes, where you see the red on the map, this is where we're tracking severe weather. We're thinking that we're going to have a severe weather outbreak from Montgomery, Alabama, all the way up into Indianapolis and even into portions of Michigan. Severe weather-wise, what are we talking about? Well, we could see wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour. We could have hail with this, and we're not ruling out tornadoes. So anywhere where you see you're in the red zone here, you'll definitely want to keep a lookout for any kind of very strong, very severe weather on its way. Otherwise, we're also tracking some very strong winter weather. It'll be moving its way down from Canada into Colorado. So from Billings, Montana, all the way down to Denver, Colorado, keep an eye out and on any kind of heavy snow, perhaps any icing on the roadways, any kind of impact to you. Temperature-wise, we are going to see highs only in the 40s for the northern tier of the Northwest. We are going to see 50s down into 60s, and even Phoenix looking at 75 for you on Sunday. Where we have the thunderstorms, 80s for Houston, New Orleans, Atlanta, you're looking at 71, even going up into the 60s for New York and Washington on Sunday afternoon. Monday, we're going to see that big low pressure system that was responsible for that that severe weather. It's going to be pushing its way towards the East Coast. And as it does so, we will have all that rain sparking up ahead of its resultant cold front. So associated with that cold front, we are going to have that colder temperatures. Atlanta, you're looking at 66. Washington, 66. Behind it, though, Louisville, you're looking at 54. Chicago, 45. Minneapolis, only 38 as your high on Monday. For Tuesday, we clear out on the East Coast. A little bit of rain shower activity for Texas and even for the Florida Peninsula. But we are watching a new storm system as it dips down from the Pacific Northwest. The jet stream really is going to be active this week. As that jet stream dips on down, we will see that cooler temperatures moving into Seattle. Salt Lake City, you're looking at 56. Billings, you're going to warm up to about 54 for you on Tuesday. A cool down, a very big cool down, very much for Atlanta, even for New Orleans, Orlando, you're going to be looking at 79. 60s, where we used to have 70s and 80s for much of the Southeast.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Say what?
What the hell?
Hey, I'm having a lot of money on you, man.
Well, you getting ready to be a rich nigga, you see, next week, I'm knocking somebody the fuck out. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand now. It took a while, but I got it.
Hey, who's this clown? I'm ready.
Okay.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Now, back to our show.
We're back, folks. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show. 38 minutes after the hour. Glad you guys are in the house. Hanging out with the very best in the biz. My boy, Mr. L.E.S. is here. What's up?
Where you at?
With you, dog. Momo BZ in the Heezy.
You don't appreciate the time
I
put
that's
into this love affair of ours. Baby, that was my song. That one line right there was that was it. She didn't have to say no more. I would just end the song right there. You don't appreciate the time I put into this love affair of ours. Baby, boom, end the song.
Oh, thank
you,
girl. Ain't nothing wrong with you singing a little song.
I love it.
Yeah. Of course, Big Earl is in the house. What's up,
I love black people.
Oh, right.
And black people love you too.
Some of us.
They have in the past and they will in the future.
Well, I think we didn't care about your ass too much, but that's another story for a different day. Rich sister, what's up, girl?
How's everybody?
Everybody doing fine.
Hey, I'm glad you love black people.
Yes. If you're just tuning in, folks, welcome in. It's Saturday. Of course, you should know that. Depending on where you're listening, it could be Sunday. But anyway, we're glad you're here. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. Now, tonight during the break, all the music is going to take us back. We're going to look at the 90s again because the 90s has so much stuff going on. So the music tonight and the breaks, we're going to get a song after every break. Because I know Momo B going to be singing her black chocolate ass off when we be playing these songs during the breaks. So look forward to that. Don't forget now, coming up a little later, we're going to talk about 10 things not to forget for your Thanksgiving dinner. That's just around the corner. We'll talk about that. But, yeah, don't forget it. But right now, it is time for the QOD, the question of the day. And the question of the day is, once again, as simple as we can get. And tonight we're asking you, how many times, how many lies do you tell during the course of a week? How many lies do you tell in the course of a day, an hour? So we're going to talk about that. 347-850-1272. We want to know. Self-criticism or constructive criticism Saturday. Here it is. Once again, to kill you, the question of the day. How many lies you tell a week, day, hour, month, you pick it. So, Ms. Elias, you know how we do this, brother. We always come to you first. Ms. Elias, how many lies do you tell in a week, dog?
I want to know who came up with this dumbass question.
I did.
I did.
Answer the damn question. Are you going to participate, Ms. Elias? If you don't want to participate, you can take your ass somewhere else. How about that?
Dumbest ass question I've ever heard. How many lies you tell it? I tell 5,697,388 lies a week. Hell,
that's good.
Dumbass question. Oh, my gosh. You could have kept this one. This is dumb. How many lies you tell? I tell enough lies that they keep to hit me by every week. How about that?
Hey, let me ask you something. Hold up. Now, see, this is a lesson. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said it. Listen to me. I'm glad you said that. Because people say, well, if you're an honest person, you shouldn't lie. The point is, you have to lie to get through life. You have to. I mean, you just have to.
You don't really have to. Mm. Don't.
Yes, you do.
You don't have to.
You want to save somebody's feelings, you have to lie, but you don't have to. It's not
you do have to lie.
To do it.
You do.
You don't have to. How? Why do you have
you
to?
You just contradicted yourself.
You don't have
How do you
to.
Have to? I'm not saying you said you have to. You don't have to. I'm not contradicting myself. You don't have to lie.
You
know
choose.
What? Okay.
It's true. You know, I don't think you have to.
No, you don't.
Wait a minute.
Nobody could possibly think that you have to. Like, I can't live anymore unless I say another lie. You can live without lying. What are you saying? You
are you serious? Okay, so your friend asked you, Momo B. Hold on. No. Let me ask you. So if your friend's baby looks like a damn dog in the face, and she asks you how cute she is, are you going to tell her, look, your baby look like a damn buffarilla? Or are you going to say,
I
look,
you
he's
right
a little
like,
cute little thing.
Yeah, remember she did that already.
No, I don't. I'm not going to tell you your child is cute if it ain't. I'm not going to say, it's so cute. I'm not going to say
what
that.
Say?
What
you going to say?
I'm just not going to say.
What are you going to say?
Nobody says, my baby cute. Who says that?
Really says that,
good,
but if they do, I would tend to say.
I would say if I saw your little ugly baby Jay, I would say.
Hey, wait a minute! Hold on!
So
if I saw Jay's ugly baby, I'd say he looks just like his daddy.
Excellent, Ernest. Excellent. You nailed it right on
that. And you know what? You can, if somebody's really showing you baby pictures or a baby, you can, they say, oh my God, he's, you know, they're just kind of saying, they're so cute, trying to prompt you to say the same thing, because nobody's going to ask you, isn't my baby cute? They're going to say, he's so cute, and trying to prompt you. What you can say is, that is a baby. Stupid.
He is stupid.
It's true.
Stupid ass.
It's true. That is a baby. You know, and it's all in the annotation. They think you're approving, but you're like, God dang, that is a baby.
Okay, well, here we
that
go. Let me turn this around.
You need to
here
put
we go.
It's like Bill Cosby said. Bill Cosby said, you might need want to put that back in and let it cook for a little bit longer. It doesn't look done yet. You can't
ouch.
Really say that.
Okay, but here we go, Ms. Elliott. This is something that you said a long time ago. You said that you wouldn't tell your friend if they wives or their boyfriends were messing around. You wouldn't get into it. So if your friend come to you and say, hey, bro, man, is my girl messing around on me? What you going to say, Ms. Elliott?
I'm not in that.
Oh, that's going
to
be your response?
I ain't got nothing to say about that.
Oh, my
that's
Lord.
Between,
wow.
That's
okay.
Between you and her. There you go.
Well, see, I think
okay,
that's an
you
answer
her.
In itself because
thank
because
you.
If see, I think Mr. Elias is smart because if I went
no,
to somebody
not.
And asked that question, if they didn't know anything, they would say no. If they did and they were trying to sidestep from being in the middle of it, like Mr. Elias, obviously, you know, he didn't want to be in the middle of nothing, and he gives an answer like that, immediately I would have a red flag go up in my head. I'm like, okay, he's not saying anything, but what he's not saying is loud and clear.
Well, but he's really telling the truth.
He wouldn't have to be involved. He wouldn't have to lie.
Yes, he is.
But you would know what he thought.
Oh, stop it. Yes, he is. If someone asks you, hey, man, if my girl messes around with me, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Okay, Mama B, if you came to me and asked me that question, hey, Jay, is my man messing around with me? Hey, I ain't got to do with that. That's between y'all two. What are you going to walk away from that response? What are you going to say to yourself? Especially if I know
say,
the guy.
I'm going
to
say, he knows the mother effer is fooling around, and here's my food. Is your boy dishing up for you? Get out.
Yeah, see?
I would also wonder if the man was on the down low with the other man you're asking, because if he don't want to get
caught
either.
He don't
want
to get caught either. No damn down low. Trying to bring people to your team.
We don't know that. Somebody on this show could be on the DL. We don't know. That's why.
Well, I tell you what, the damn show ain't me.
That one.
Don't even bring it here.
Hey, don't
boy.
Protest too much, big man. Don't protest too much. Don't protest too much.
I'm going to protest my damn feet between your nuts. You keep talking to me crazy.
Uh-oh.
How about that?
Hey, don't you tempt me with a good time, Big Daddy. I'll bring you up from the DL.
All right. Boy, I almost said the F word. Ooh, boy, God, Jesus, please
I'll
help
put
me.
Put your ass
because
on blast
God bless you,
in the
please.
Best way possible.
Woo! Ooh, okay, one more response like that, and you and Ernest Nation will be talking to your damn selves. Keep it up there, homeboy.
Uh-oh.
Play with me like that.
Don't do it,
Ernest.
Don't do it, Ernest.
Ernest.
What?
Stop.
What? Now you're
all right,
sensitive?
So anyway. Stop. So anyway, the thing is that if you know and you're not saying anything, you're telling the truth. Look, you try to tell me that you don't tell any. Let me ask you something, Rich Sister. You're the religious person amongst us. Do you think there are times in life when you have to tell a lie?
Well, I'm in agreement. You don't. Being?
That wasn't me, man. It wasn't me. Move on. Let her answer. It wasn't me, Darkman. No,
well, anyway,
yes. You farting.
I'm in full agreement with what's been said that you don't have to lie.
I didn't say that. I asked you, have you told somebody a lie? Have you told a lie to get yourself out of a peculiar situation as an adult?
Who hasn't?
Thank you.
Hold on. You said that a little low, Rich Sister. I want to make sure that all our holy people hear what you have to say. Can you answer that question again?
I'm not going to pretend like I am.
You're not
going
to lie?
You're
not going to lie? Can you answer the question again? I want to make sure that you say this loud and clear, your sisterness. So have you lied?
Yeah, lied before. Why would I sit there and tell you?
Hold on, have you lied in the last week?
I didn't
laugh. No. Rich, just so you know what? You don't have to answer that because if Jesus has washed your sins clean with the blood of Jesus, you ain't got to answer that. If Jesus didn't remember it, neither do you.
Breaking news, everybody. She ain't as holy and pure as we thought she was. She's a lying ass like the rest of us. Rich, just a lying like a mere mortal. Lying ass.
far short.
Hey, she never presented herself otherwise, though. That's your
assumption. Hey, Ernest, somebody's talking to you. You know,
otherwise.
Hey, Ernest, you're not a spokesperson for everybody on this show. So shut your ass up. Nobody's
okay,
talking to you.
Her. Ask her what I just said.
I don't give a damn what you just said.
And then if she doesn't, then I'll retract my statement.
You always, well, she didn't say this. She's here. We don't need you to speak for her. Sit your turtleneck wearing ass down. So Mama B.
I don't own a turtleneck. You need to let that joke go, Mr. Tangent.
It ain't a joke. There's a picture. I can produce a picture with a turtleneck
neither,
around your damn
neither
neck.
Neither is
can
the tag in your shirts that say 6X. That ain't a joke either, but we're
let me tell you
here.
Something, homeboy. Once again.
How about that,
hey, look,
fat
we can take pictures with our shirts, but our damn shirts are full. Leave me alone. So anyway.
Hey, listen, I am who I am, Chocolate Man. Let's see what you got under there.
Shut your big ass up. So anyway, Momo B.
You probably look like a big black Buddha walking
yes,
around.
Yes,
well, okay, you like a big white
help.
Buddha, so we even.
Okay, let's go get along, please.
And you're just like me. How about that?
Let's keep
it
going.
Ah, that got
sorry.
You, didn't
it? You got me all fired up, boy. You got me fired up.
Jay, I accept your apology.
Man, I'm not apologizing to your sorry ass. You can go to hell. How about that?
I accept your apology.
Apologize on these. Sorry, sap sucker. Get on my damn nerves.
Oh, buddy.
What, Momo B?
You say my name. What's up?
Well, I was going to ask you what we think was up here. I'm just not saying your name. Just to be saying your name. I was going to ask you the damn QOD. Where do you think I'm saying your name? So when was the last time you lied? So how many times have you lied in the past week, Momo B?
Oh, please.
Huh? What? Wait a minute.
Aunt Momo?
No,
what?
That was, I'm sorry. I said, oh, please, because that was my first response that just came out my mouth. Oh, please. Because I don't lie. Now, before you jump down my throat about the ugly babies, no, I don't. I don't think your baby is cute. Hold on, let me finish. I try my best. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is real talk. I try my best not to lie. Because I used to do it so much growing up because I had to. I'm free. I feel like I'm free now. I can tell the truth in every aspect of the word. Because I'm grown. I ain't got to lie. I'm going to tell you something real talk. The only person who I lie to is my boss. I'm always lying to him, motherfucker. For real.
I'm like your mouth, Momo B.
No, I'm sorry. Excuse me, world.
Did you people
nobody,
get
nobody.
Your act together?
Outside of that, outside of him because he signed my paycheck, I ain't got a lot of nobody else on this earth.
But wait. But I got to ask you a question, though. Why do you lie to your
go
boss?
Ahead.
Why do you lie to your boss?
Because sometimes he asks me, did you do such and such? I'm like, yep. And then I spread it to
Jesus. I hope we don't listen to the show, Momo.
Yeah, thank you.
That's straight up. I'm going to do it today, and I'm going to do it tomorrow, and guarantee you I'm going to do it on Monday, too. How about that?
So wait a minute.
That's the only person I lie to.
Okay, so you have to lie, then. You have to lie to keep
I
your job.
I don't have to lie.
Yes, you do.
I can actually tell him the
truth.
Don't
have to
no,
lie.
I don't. I don't, because you know why?
No, she didn't have to lie.
If I tell him, no,
oh,
I didn't do it. I'll do it right now. That's all he wants to know is I'm doing it. The only reason why
yeah,
I say I did it already is because... I got a reputation at my job that I'm always on point. So if I say, no, I didn't do it, I'm going to do
yeah,
it right
you
now.
Lie all the time.
I'm not going to be on point. No, the fact of the matter is I can tell him the truth and still won't get fired. I lie to him because I want him to think that I'm the best in the whole company. That's why I lie to him.
Lying ass.
I didn't do it, but I'm about to do it right now. That would be the truth. I didn't do it, but I'm going to get on it. I'm going to get on it.
But how many times?
Like, then I would be like everybody else. No, I didn't do it. I'm about to do it. I'm getting ready to do it. Everybody says that. But I say, yeah, because I know... So by the time he comes back and asks me again, it's going to be done.
Okay, but how many times would he, hey, Momo B, have you done this? No, I'm about to get on. I'm going to get on right now, tomorrow, next day.
No,
hey, Momo
no,
B, have you done this?
Time,
no, no, I'm going to get on tomorrow, I promise you.
No, listen,
you say you
listen,
lie all the time.
Most of the time is already done. But when it's not, that's when I feel like, oh, my God, I can't let him down. He counting on me. So I was like, yep, yep. And that's why I said it, because I'm like, he thinks that I'm, like, the best in the world. So I got a lot.
Let me ask you this question, Momo B. The boss that you punched in the face and got
lie.
Fired from that job, how many times did you lie to him? The boss that you jumped
no,
on and did physical
no,
harm to him.
No, I didn't, and that's the difference. This is the new me. The old me, that's
this is the new me.
That's me. I'm like, no. And that's who I'm saying. I used to be like, no, I'm getting ready to do it. Or no, it's on my things to do list. I had a list of things to do at that job. Everybody did. You had a list. And I'd be like, no. And they made you. Oh, the only way you're going to get things done is if you write it down and you got in the prioritize and blah, blah, blah. So I'd be like, it's on my list of things to do. Because since they so love and love a list, I'd be like, it's on my list. It's on my list. It's on my list. That's what I said. I never lied about on that job. It's on my list.
Okay, but what was that show? And I know somebody. Remember that show where it says that, okay, I know what it was. It was Liar, Liar. Okay, there are times where you have to lie. You can't sit here and tell me. Yes, you do.
No, you don't. It's about
yes, you do.
It's your choice.
I disagree.
It's your choice.
Listen, you're lying.
It's a choice. Nobody
forces
you into a
there's
corner
a choice with everything,
Ernest. That's a fallacy you believe. Say
bull
again?
Crap. Bull crap.
There's
a choice with everything.
You don't have to lie in life.
Oh, my,
you can
stop
just
it.
Be,
you
give me
really
an example
just
other than
you.
The baby.
Yeah. I got one.
What's your example,
your
holiness?
Other than your spouse asking you a question, do I look sad?
No,
because
wait.
People think they got to lie to prevent arguments.
Rich sister's got an example. Let's hear it.
You could just say you
let's
look kind of chunky.
Hear.
You look kind of chunky. You know what? You be busting your
ass
and saying a crazy mess like that. Yes, Rich sister, what's your example? 1001, 1002.
The good old going to somebody's house for dinner thing.
Okay.
Hey. This is unlike anything I ever tasted.
There you go.
That's
the truth.
That's not a lie, though.
That's a nice deal.
Full crap, man.
That's
and that's not a lie, because
truth.
You really are telling the truth. Just like saying,
oh,
now
you
that's
what?
The baby.
Y'all stop it. Stop
you're
it.
Telling
you
the
guys,
truth. You're
stop
just
it.
Saying,
just because you walk
no,
around lying
that's
to everybody,
not a lie.
Don't think the rest of the world do. Don't do it. Don't do it.
You shut up, you lie too. You say you lie to your boss. Okay, go a week without lying to your boss. Go a week without lying to your boss. And then talk to us at the end of
that
week and let's see if you still have a job.
It's not a problem. I'm not saying I have a problem. That's what I'm saying. I don't have to. You take it like I have to do it. I don't have to lie to him. I choose
you don't have to.
To
do a lot of things.
She chooses to, right?
That's what I'm telling you. There's a choice. I choose to lie to him. I don't have to. It's not like if I told him the truth, he'd be like, get out. He wouldn't say that. I just choose to do it for my own benefit.
No, stop
it's called
it.
Bonus. Hello. Keep up with me, brother. Keep up.
Oh, my God.
Lord,
let me tell you something.
Way of escape.
I'm sorry?
Phone call and drop.
Oh, but see, you know what? Okay, whatever. You know, the bottom line is that you, it's there are times when you have to tell lies.
No,
you can sit here and say you don't.
No,
you
not.
Can sit here and say
don't
you
tell
won't.
Us who you,
all
no,
of y'all have lied.
You
yes,
have to tell lies. You
okay, whatever.
Have to.
Okay,
what kind of life
you
live that you
lying.
Have to lie
you're lying right
yeah,
now.
You're lying. What kind of life you living?
Yeah, well, why don't you share with us your
I ain't sharing nothing with y'all. I don't like none of y'all. How about that?
Lie
on this. We're going to break. We're
lying.
Got
you're lying.
Right?
You're lying.
You're always lying.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little something like this. Hit it!
Now we have to break up the monotony. Let's talk about some juice. What does it mean when a man, when you've had your things at a man's house, he was your boy, and one day, you come over for some wine and cheese, mm-mm, and that nigga mm-mm got your bag when you walk out the door. What does that mean?
You know what it means already. So I don't even know why you only asking us what it means. I thank God that never happened to me because I would have to burn that mother down. But I don't know as to tell you what you should do in that situation.
Who said it was me? I'm just saying this happened.
Because it sounds like it could be you.
Oh, it's your ass. It's your ass. She trying to act. It's you. It's for damn sure. Oops, I'm gone. I'm back. Just say that out loud. It is your ass. Take your stuff and told you to hit the damn road, Jack.
It sounds like it could be you, for real. Because I'm saying.
It's like, excuse me, if I needed the bag, I would have said that I needed the bag. What the hell? Okay, guys, I admit it was me. Like, what?
We know it was you, goddammit. And this is the same guy that you saw in love with.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. That was right on the point. Like, guys, it was me. It was me.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't come back no more.
I know Willie don't let you smoke in his eye, but I'm your Uncle Elroy. I don't give a damn how high you get in mine, as long as you let me hit it. I'm about to show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is.
What y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers? We'll be dipping in the Benz with the spoilers, on the low from the Jake and the Taurus.
But I like white people. It's not about black and white. You know, but they do different. When they go on break on the job, 15 minutes. They go to their desk, they eat their cheese sandwich, 15 minutes, they're back on the fucking job. My people, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with us. I don't know what's wrong with us. When we go on break, that's just what the fuck we do. We break. Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the time for the hour, J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition. 347-850-1272. You can use that number once again to call in. Hanging out with the very best in the biz, my boy, Mr. L to the E to the S. What's up, boy?
Yeah, heaven knows how you comfort me. That's
oh,
my choice.
Go, big boy. He
yeah,
was
that's
he was a best. That's a Grammy look at that's a Grammy finalist. That's a Grammy finalist right there.
My crew is the best. You can't pass fall back like the rat. Yes.
Oh damn, that was a crazy 1980s rhyme right there. You tried to break off. Oh
yes.
My goodness.
Hello.
My crew is the best.
Breakdancing. I'm breakdancing, spinning on my head.
Oh, Big Urge, what's up, Big E?
What's up?
You sound like the dump day dance, do that dance, the dude with the hump. Come on, baby. You sound like the dude from the hump to dance, do the hump to hump. And if Rich Sisters in the house, hey girl.
Hi, everyone.
Apple pie and Chevrolet. Hi. Hello, everyone. Hello. Let's get
apple
it.
Apple pie and unicorn.
Yeah. I want a piece. Thank you. Oh, my God. I love the QOD, the question of the day. We're talking about how many lies do you tell during the course of the day or week. And I'm saying that you have to tell a lie. You have
no,
to.
No, you don't.
You don't.
And these people are telling me that you don't. But yet still they continue to lie.
If you have to tell a lie, then you're a liar. If you feel that way, you're
okay, you lie to your boss, then you're a liar. Liar.
No, I don't have to. So that's the difference between me and you.
Okay, so why do you do it then? Why do you do it? Why do you do it?
I told you. I just broke
okay,
that's
not a good reason, Momo. That's not a good reason.
Yes, money is the best reason for doing anything.
There
yes.
you go.
Yes. Yes.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes. I don't have to do it, but I do it. That's the point.
Well, you do it, because
I choose
of what?
To do it because
thank you.
I want
all right, here you
money,
go.
Money, money. Yes.
That's my
no,
point.
You not go. No, that's not your point, because you
said okay, so don't lie
you
again. Don't lie
do
again.
It.
Don't lie again, then.
I don't have
don't
to
lie
do
again.
It.
And I bet you if I don't lie for a whole week, I'll still get what I want. That's it. You
try it.
No, the way you're coming from, I don't know if you haven't answered the question yet.
Where you're coming from is that you have to,
first of all, let's ask you the question, because I don't want to put words in your mouth. Why do you feel in your whole life you got to lie every day?
The reason why is because, like we said, there are situations in life where you cannot be honest. You have to tell a lie. It's a white lie, but it's a lie. You can tell a white lie.
Give us another example.
Yes, come on.
Hey, the best example, let me tell you something. Let me give you an example. Let me think about a situation where you have to lie. Let's say that, you know, you hanging out with your girl, right? You're in a serious relationship. Right? Your ex-girlfriend wants to meet you for dinner to talk about something. Right? Now, it's strictly platonic. You go and have the dinner. But when you come home, I'm not going to tell my current girlfriend that I went to have dinner with my ex-girlfriend because it's not that serious. Why? Because she's going to take it to a whole different level. That's why.
Then why did you go to the lunch in the first place? If you could have just avoided a bigger issue and stepped yourself out of having to lie, why did you even go to the lunch? Why did you just not go to the lunch with your ex-girlfriend?
Y'all kiss my ass. How about that?
If you start thinking with your other head instead of Little J, you might not have to.
Sit your ass down. Nobody talking to you.
This is your thing. The reason why
are you
going to
make homophobic jokes because I challenged you on something?
It's homophobic. You the one saying it. Oh, it's homophobic, dicky doo-doo. Sit your ass down.
The reason why you chose to lie is because you don't want to be controversy. But there ain't no controversy. You don't even know why you meet with this young lady in the first place.
She said she had a problem, and I wanted to meet her.
No, you can call me on the phone. I ain't got to have no dinner with you. You got problems.
Oh, see, there you go. See, that's why. See that reaction? See your reaction right there. You're the reason why. Right there.
So Jared, if your girlfriend wants to meet her ex-boyfriend and talk about his problems, come on, man. Look, let's just be honest.
Hey, you know what? You're right. She better lie to me.
Instead of being a liar, all you gotta do is pick up the phone and say, hey, what you wanna talk about? I got time.
Mr. Elliott says something. I want to talk about that. You said that you would lie if your life was on the line. Why are you lying if your life is on the line, Mr. Elliott? Why?
Tell the truth. Why are you lying? Don't lie. You're comparing Mr. Elliott's life to that of going out with his girlfriend to go have a party. Are you kidding me right now?
Yes, Attorney Ernest. Yes, Attorney Ernest. Yes.
It doesn't make any sense.
You're ridiculous. That is the worst example ever. Shut up. You can say that all day. You're wrong. You're comparing somebody's life to having a sandwich with your ex squeeze. Are you kidding me? Give me a break.
Are you kidding me? I mean, if I'm being held by a man, of course I'm going to lie to get out.
Here's the other thing, Jay. Why didn't you just call your current girlfriend and say, hey, you know, Shanae called me. How do you feel? Let me tell you something, homeboy. I don't date no Sinead. Calm down. Use your inside voice. Let me finish my question. Why don't you just call your current girl and say, hey, so-and-so called me, and she wants me to go to lunch with her. How do you feel about that? Should I go? How do you feel about that?
Hey, man, we're talking about black people, Ernest. That's what white people do.
Ain't no need for no phone call.
Thank you. See, we're talking about black people, Ernest. This is not, you live in a white world.
If I had a white girlfriend, she would understand.
Well, that's why, you know what? Then that's why you're lying. That's why you're lying.
Because you're with a black girl?
Thank you. That's right.
Because you feel you need to. Because you think it's a black and white issue. I mean, if you can either not call your girl and lie about it, or you can just not go. And say, hey, baby, I'm sorry. It's probably just not very good. It'd be awkward. I don't want to cause any ruffles in my relationship. You know, if you want to email me, you can do that, but I'd rather not meet in person alone.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Okay, here we go. The bottom line is
you act like black people don't have common sense.
Yeah.
347-850-1272 is our call number.
Oh,
13 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show. And we're having a very...
lively.
Anyway,
discussion.
Here's the deal. There are times in your life where you have to tell a lie. That's
you
all I'm saying.
Yes,
has already proven
that.
Oh, my God. You guys, man, you're lying. Oh. You're not real. You're not being real.
You're a liar.
We are not real. That's how we
are. No, you're not.
Do that.
I'm too old to be lying. I don't lie. I don't have to.
That's what I'm saying.
I ain't got no man. I ain't got a lie. Boom. So
and look here. Let me tell you something, girlfriend. This ain't the dating game. Why you put that out there? Who cares?
Because you just said you was going to lie to your girlfriend about blah, 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 blah. I ain't got no man, so why you calling me a liar? Because I told you
blah, 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 blah.
I lied to my boss because I choose to, not because I have to, boo. That's the difference.
Oh, my God. So, okay, so don't lie to him ever again. Stop lying.
I don't have to. This is the thing. I don't have to. Your whole question
She's
is, how
choosing
many times
to, Jay. You feel like you're forced into
to.
It. Momo doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, she says
Thank
she
you.
Doesn't feel like she has to lie. She chooses to.
Okay,
you
I'm
are
sorry.
Making the argument that you feel you
That's
have to lie.
Momo B.
You know what? Stop
Momo
doing
B.
stuff that you have to lie about.
Momo B, can I,
yeah,
Momo B, can I talk to your attorney, Ernest?
Because
Ernest is your attorney, your representative,
you
your PR representative.
No,
Momo
can speak for herself. I'm just clarifying.
Well, then let her speak for herself. You shut your ass up. I'm not talking to you.
No, I'm not going to shut my ass up. This is a community radio show. We're doing it first.
Community this.
Jay, I saw you. Don't do that. That's not
That's
you.
A little community.
Yeah. You see me flip my middle finger at both of y'all? Did you see that?
No, I saw you grab on hold or something. That's what I thought.
Well, you must be a business
That's
man.
What I said. It's a little community.
Shut your ass up. 347-85
No.
This is a caller number.
I'm going to do it.
Ernest. Hi, neighbor. Hi,
yes,
neighbor.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing, girl?
Hi. Can you turn your music down? It's a small community.
Y'all was sitting there. There's a lot of things that you don't have to do, but you do them because at the time it's the right thing to do. So to
no,
sit here and
right
say that
it's
you're
not the right.
Right
thing to do.
Okay,
look,
it's a play on words. It's a play on words. You don't have to lie.
J-Row, you just turned way back full circle.
You're right. You don't have to lie.
Don't,
we
don't
have
to
lie,
it.
And we don't.
We
but
don't
you do it for what? Why do you do it? Why?
Why do I do
why?
Why
do you
not
do
why
it?
Do you lie? Why do you tell
you're
lies?
You're a liar. You're the liar in the crew, so you tell lies.
Oh. Okay,
why do
yeah.
you do it?
You're the one that's defending the lie. It ain't nobody
yes.
else.
So
you tell us.
Why do you
because
do
y'all
it?
Lies. Lying-ass people.
Why?
Y'all get on my damn nerves.
Let's have it Why do you do it? Come on. Come on.
Yeah, why
Come
do you
on.
Feel you need to lie why? About things or that there's certain times you don't know your way out of it or...
Yeah,
don't come at me with that Dr. Phil stuff. Why? Sit on my couch and tell me why do you feel. Leave me the hell alone.
So anything that I ask you on a serious tip or whatever, you're going to challenge and you're going to make fun of and call me Dr. Phil or call me an attorney instead of just answering the question because you're so vehemently defending your side of it, you can't even see anybody else's side. So why even ask the damn question if you're going to rebut what everybody says?
I want to fight. Oh, man, I want to fight somebody right now. My fists are balled up.
Let's go at it. Let's see what
My fists are balled up, man. I want to swing on somebody right now. Jokers, they got me fired up, man.
Listen, I ain't afraid of a little slap and tickle. Hey, I ain't afraid of you, motherfucker.
Jokers get on my nerves. Oh, they get on my nerves. Woo. Meanwhile, back in the past. All right, look. What you laughing at, Mo? What you laughing at, Rich Sister? I hear you back there snickering. What you laughing at?
Because she knows you're crazy.
Nobody ever going to come to your party no more. You a liar.
I don't want you to come to my party. Matter of fact, y'all won't be invited. None of y'all.
Ain't nobody coming. Nobody likes to hang out with no liar.
You're probably
going
to lie
but you lie
about
all the time to your boss,
anyway,
but you're not
so
a liar,
huh, Mama
B? You're not a liar. You lie to your boss all the damn time, but you're not a liar.
Listen, J. Ryle, I'm telling you something. a boss is different. You have yet to prove that you're not a liar because you choose to say everybody lies, and you keep talking about your girlfriend, your brother, your sister. You lie to everybody.
I ain't talking about my brother, sister. Stop lying.
You lie to me, but you do. You lie to your brother, don't you? Tell the truth. You lie to your brother.
No, I don't.
Don't
lie. I tell my brother that he's looking good when he's ugly as hell. I lie to him.
Yeah,
yeah.
You
I do that all the time.
Okay.
Then you're lying.
You always lie to people.
Why
do
you compliment men on how they look? Ain't no man asking you how they look.
I tell my brother asked me, you know, my brother with his shirt on, I say, hey, man, like you're losing a couple of pounds when he's not losing pounds. I lie to my brother.
So you're just offering up lies then.
Yes. You're just offering up. Ain't no man coming to another man going, does this shirt make me look fat?
No.
You know, you'd offer another lie.
That's what y'all talk about. We don't talk about that on outside of the fence, Ernest.
I'm hanging up because I can't fuck.
No, you offered. You just said your brother and said, "Hey, you look like you lost a couple pounds." He didn't ask you what he looked like. Ain't no man asking another man that. Gay people don't even ask each other that. So you are offering up a lie just out of the blue.
Oh my god!
Hey, you look like you lost a couple pounds. Who asked you what anybody looks like?
Yeah, that's a real lie. He's a dirty.
Who asked you?
Dog.
Your brother didn't ask you. I know that. Ain't no man asking another man what he looks like in his shirt. Even gay
liar.
People are like, oh,
you're
I don't know anybody.
I don't like none of y'all. How about that? I hate every last one of you, and that's not a lie. That's the damn truth. I hate you. I hate you, and I hate you. Who's next? All right, look. I'm having fun, but what I'm saying is that there are times in life where you have to tell somebody something to keep peace in the house. That's all I'm saying. If your wife
you
asks
keep
you
saying that like it's
that
a fact,
fat,
and we disagree with you.
Well, you know what? I'm done.
Thank
with
you.
All right, so anyway,
you
let's talk about the
like
other topic.
A fact.
I'm done
like
with y'all.
Just,
I'm done.
Like it's so
I'm done.
Obvious, and it's not to us.
I'm done.
It's not
I'm
obvious
done.
To
Mr. LAS sit here and said, when he asked the question, that he lies all the time. Momo beats him on some she lie, and then all of a sudden,
That's not what Mr. LAS said.
That
that's
is what he said.
Mr.
He said, I lie all the time.
He was being sarcastic because he thinks the question is
I forgot. You as attorney. Let me talk to his attorney. I forgot, Ernest. Yes.
No, it ain't
what
attorney.
Did
ask
say?
Him. He said that's the dumbest question. Who came up with this question? Okay, I lie 500,000 times a week. Is that what you want to hear?
Oh, that's right.
Because he thinks the question is stupid, too.
Yeah, okay.
Ask him
thank you,
if I'm wrong, then I'll be wrong.
Thank you.
I'm not afraid to be wrong like you. I ain't lying.
Yes,
I ain't lying.
Thank you. Yes.
See?
How much you charge, Ernest? How much you charge? Let me do everything.
Let me give
yes.
you a piece of good advice, and I do get paid for counseling. Hey!
Oh, man. Alrighty then.
This brother here, he can't understand nothing because he's lying.
I'm done with it. I'm done.
That's why
we agreed to disagree.
He's lying.
I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm done.
Move on to 10 things because you ain't going to win this argument, big man. Move on to 10 things.
I'm not going to win the argument. I'm done with it because we all know
because
people
you're wrong.
Feel,
you're a liar okay. and the truth ain't in you.
The question was done before we started it.
Hold on, Mr. Somebody talking to you. What are you doing? What's up with this? Where are you coming from? Your mic works when you have something smart to say. Hello.
Jesus Christ. Come on, Jay, for real. What really was the size of that tan jacket?
Tell the truth.
Hey, I'll tell you, it was a 40. Now, that's a lie. Get on my damn nerves. You guys get on my damn nerves. Oh, my God. Okay, whatever. All right, so look, 347-850-1272 is the calling number. All right, look, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Coming up next, we're going to talk about 10 things not to forget for Thanksgiving dinner, all right, because, you know, we try to do things like that. We want to make sure that we help you with your social life, okay? So 10 things.
Rule number one, don't lie to anybody. We'll do
okay,
the
Ernest, the lie later. Joke is played out. How long are you going to use it? Run that one all night? Are you done, Ernest?
It ain't a joke.
Are you done?
I'm saying that's the first rule. Don't lie. Next.
We'll be back
is
on the
that on
side.
Your list, or is it a black list? Is it a black people list? Because it may not be
it's
on
a
that
fat people's list.
Apparently.
We'll be back after this.
You are
oh, well,
listening to the TJRS
on your
Radio Network.
Illuminati, MC to the J.O.P. They see us on the streets, they say, son, scoop the hot one. You taste like banana cake, you shake like the number eight. What? And you my number one candidate, I can't lose you. It's like I'm betting in Vegas, crucial. Sweating knowing these players is wanting you, boo. I get the chills when you in my sight. Feels like it's meant to be right. I feel a rush when I kiss you at night.
Shorty knows she my baby girl. And play a haters, try hard to get her. But she'll be loud in my cradle tonight. Typically a thug wouldn't say this, but to see your love has got me fading. No girl ever made it feel like you do.
I'ma be here night after night too.
And beef, I become the black Al Pacino. Relax, sweetie, and bench, you can watch the TV. I lay back and pump Mariah's hot CD. And I'ma touch you in the warm places. Or we could walk through a park and bubble north faces. I'm lost in your love, thank God I found you. You my crown jewel, I'm saying boo. The type I give my last name to. And lover's lane, put the top up. When it starts to rain in the parking lot, then we finish doing our thing. Fog the windows, getting very sentimental. Sipping Cosmos with the cherry in the middle. I keep it honest, word to will, that's my promise. Signing off, truly yours, Nostradamus.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
And you believe it, yo? The third and final set of the J Rouse Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
Yo, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend.
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Weather!
347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third set of the J
Ryle Show. All right, folks, listen, it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the J. Ryle Show on the TJRS Radio Network Online Radio with its best friends and family of the show. Starting with tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., it's the serious side of the J. Ryle Show. Me, Mr. Elias, Dr. Princess Aldea, and, of course, our colleague Jerome Esprit from EspritRadio.net. We're talking about some serious things, folks. So tune in. Intelligent conversation by ordinary people. It's the serious side, 9 a.m. Central, right here on the TJRS Radio Network. Wednesdays. It is the Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. Who's Who's Wednesday? Listening Lounge Wednesday. All that and a bag of chips happens right here every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. Me, Mr. L.E.S., Momo BZ in the Heezy. And, of course, our girl, Dr. Princess Aldea, the Queen of Inspiration, shows up as well. Friday nights is Ladies First Radio. Montu Adonis, Dr. Princess Aldea, the Queen of Inspiration. Rich Sister has kind of joined that crew. She's there on Fridays as well. 7 o'clock, check out the ladies. Great conversations. They talk about some real good things. It's an hour of positive stuff. You need to tune in before you go to the club. And, of course, every Saturday, we're back here, 5 o'clock. P.M. Central Time. It's the J. Ryle Show Saturday edition. Me, Mr. L.A.S., Momo B's in the Easy, Big Earn, and of course, Rich Sister and Miss Terry is usually along for the ride as well because they're just a part of family. All right, Big Earn, man, tell everybody what's happening on ERN.
You can find out everything you need to know by heading over to earnestradionetwork.com. We are on 5 nights a week. All times are Eastern and 8 o'clock. On Sunday, it's Political Gravity with our own Jane Hoffman talking about the world of politics and religion. It is sure to be explosive. On Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, it is Music Monday. We celebrate the best in independent music that you hear on this network every Monday, one CD at a time. You don't want to miss it. Tuesday, Jane is back with Beaten Path. It's our inspirational show talking about how people changed history just because of something they believed in and how you can do the same today. On Thursday, it's my show, the Earnest Experience Radio Show at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. We've got news, weather, our own listening lounge, 2 hours of talk, and a whole lot more. Saturday, I'm here with the crew of the Jay Lies Show with Jay Ryle, Mr. L.E.S., Momo B., and all the usual characters at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, and it's a good time, especially when we kick Jay's ass. So tune in every week, but like I said, you can find out more at earnestradionetwork.com. Back to you, Jay Lies.
Thank you very much, Earn. So now, coming up, also, Rich Sister, tell everybody about what your show is about and how they can hear you, my sister.
Well, you can check out Thoughts for Vision Monday through Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. You can also check me out every second and third Sunday on Caliwood, also at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood.
All right, friends and family of the
show,
Monday through Friday is Kings in the Morning. Jay King, Light Skin, my boy Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, Robert Redwine, and Lenny Lynn, the Custom Preacher. Check him out, Kings in the Morning. That's from 10 to 12 Central Time on the Jay King Network. And, of course, we're there on Wednesday nights. And our boy GOG in the place to be. Type his name in the top right-hand corner if you're listening on BTR. Type in GOG, and you'll be able to check out the GOG show. Some of the best in the biz right here on the TGRS Radio Network Online Radio at its best. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. The QD, the question of the day, we're asking you, how many times a week or a day do you lie? And I will have to be the first to admit that I have been on the ropes for the last hour. They've been kicking me in my nuts and kicking me in my ass at the same time. And I'm trying to figure out a way to get out of this. They are bringing the pressure, and I don't know how to escape.
You can't.
So I'm just going to change the topic.
Wow.
That's how you escape. You change the topic. Oh, my God. Wow. Woo. All right, listen, real quick. Michelle asked, man, did you listen to Friday's show on Kings of the Morning?
Yes, I did.
Man, let me ask you something, bro. And this is between me and you because I know nobody else really listens. Not on this show anyway. Do you really and truly think...
Why are you
going to
say it like that?
Oh, I'm sorry, Momo B. I don't want to... I'm sorry, sister girl. Do you listen to Kings of the Morning?
Yes, I do, actually.
And I did.
Okay.
I heard it.
I'm out there burning my mouth every day. I am... Oh, you know me. I'm a supporter. I support
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of support.
And I heard it.
Have to be seen.
Speaking of support. Speaking of support, Club Nouveau is doing the same thing that Karen Ward Wallace is doing with their album. So if you want to support them, go on to J. King's page and you can donate as little as $5 to the J. King, the Club Nouveau, to help promote their new album, Consciousness.
Thank you, Miss Elliott. That was great, man. You did very well. So, Momo B, did you listen to Friday's show?
Nah, I was at work.
Okay, so I thought. All right, so anyway, get it back to the point ahead. On Friday, let me ask you something. With that show, let me ask you something and be honest. Do you think people would listen to that show if Robert Redwine wasn't on that show?
Hell yeah, I would. That's the reason why I don't listen, because I can't take Robert Redwine.
I'm sorry, man. I love Robert Redwine. Redwine is one of the most funniest people I don't think so.
I disagree.
Oh, my God. That towards the end of the show when they had the girl on there from Atlanta.
Oh, my. That was hilarious.
I like the lost
stuff. Hilarious.
Oh, Robert Redwine is hilarious. I'm sorry. I like Robert Redwine. I know everybody's like, oh, I can't stand Robert Redwine is hilarious. Some of the stuff he says is outrageous and out there, but he is funny as hell to me. I'm sorry.
You got a dry sense of humor, Miss Elliott.
We cannot go on a date
if your sense of humor is that dry.
No, no,
I can't.
Funny.
No, I gave him a chance. I really did. But I find nothing funny about him. I'm just saying, that's me personally, because I like funny people. So maybe you're just regular and you really don't care if they're funny or not. But me, I look for the funny. I look for the humor in people. I really do. That's my thing. And I don't find anything humorous about him.
I think he's hilarious.
One aspect of comedy is timing. His timing can be off sometimes. It seems like he's saying stuff out the blue sometimes, but then sometimes he's funny. Sometimes he's funny. Sometimes he be coming out the blue. I'm like, heck.
I don't know.
You gotta take Rich Sister's word for it. If you don't take mine, take Rich Sister's.
Wait, you said he isn't funny at all.
Let's be fair here. Rich Sister's timing
sometimes.
On that tan jacket joke is way off.
What Rich Sister just said is he's corny. That's what she said.
Oh,
she nice
said he's
it,
funny
though.
At times, Momo B. Don't misquote her.
No,
now.
I know.
He said he's funny at times.
I know what I heard. You hear differently. You can hear what you heard, and I heard what I heard. You heard what you heard because you think he's funny. I heard what I heard because I think he's not.
That's what
so
you see
what
you said.
You see what the difference is?
So what's the 10 things about Thanksgiving?
It's just what you repeat what you said.
She said, she said, what I heard was his time is off. When you say somebody's time is off and they try to be funny,
are you trying to be a lawyer too?
Momo B, she can answer. I have an answer.
If you didn't interrupt me, I would have been finished. You see how this goes? If you didn't interrupt me, I would have been finished. She said his time is off. When you're trying to be funny and your time is off,
Hey, quit playing Fox News here.
Are you her attorney? Are you her attorney?
Go ahead and make the statement.
Fight!
From day one. No,
Miss Ellie's
going to be in a room alone. That's what he
want to
be in a room alone.
So anyway, 10 things to do or not to do or forget for Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, folks. So here's the question. First of all, the question is, Rich Sister, do you cook Thanksgiving dinner or do you go to somebody's house and eat?
What?
No, I don't. I'm up.
You don't have a house. Is that what you said?
No, I don't cook. My mother does.
Wait a minute, hold on. You don't cook.
My mother does.
You don't cook. You don't cook Thanksgiving dinner, or you just don't cook, period?
I cook little stuff.
Uh-oh. Like what?
Come on to the question.
No. Because, you know, we always try to find you a man. You know, this is a perfect time. So what stuff do you cook?
Or not.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. After this, I'm thinking that I'm thinking it's going to be by your damn
subject.
Self.
Change the subject.
No, hell no.
Wait,
Rich sister.
Who's the person? Uh-oh.
Rich sister. Rich sister. So what do you cook?
What? Hot dogs. Cracker Jack.
Oh, my God.
Hey, stop ravioli. Because I don't know if that counts.
Oh, my God. I gotta go. I gotta do something.
Rich sister, no, seriously, though. You said you cook. Leave her alone. Let her answer the question. So what do you cook, Rich? Just out of curiosity. I mean, it's a community radio show. What do you cook?
I just...
I just
cook simple things. I meant, like, cooking... like breakfast stuff, like eggs and stuff like that.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it.
Oh, wait, Rich sister. It's fair to say that you cook.
Because the
attorney. Is it fair to say that you cook? You just don't cook big meals like on holidays and things like that. But you can, I mean, obviously you can cook and take care of yourself, right?
I cannot believe the words that are coming out of her mouth.
Because I'm trying to squelch this nonsense. That's why I'm trying to act like this woman lives up in the hole of a tree and can't cook herself a meal.
Oh, well,
I wouldn't call you people ever again. Y'all are just hateful. Y'all are always mad at us about the show. Let her answer the question.
Yeah.
Shut your ass up then. How about that? Let's start with you first.
How about you shut your ass up? I'm waiting to hear an answer. You keep running your fat mouth.
Okay, hello. Where is the love?
No. How about you shut your ass up?
Where is the love?
Hey, how about you?
This person has been muted.
How about that? Now talk to yourself, Earnest Nation. Y'all can kiss my ass. Yes, Rich sister. Yes, Rich sister.
It's all yours. The floor is all yours, Rich sister.
The floor's all yours, Rich sister.
Look, any cooking is about directions. Okay?
What did she say?
Anybody can cook, okay?
Cooking is about perfection.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting lightheaded. Oh, man. I'm about to faint.
Thank you, Rich sister. I can't let this go. I can't. Because this is what I'm going
to have to switch to get on with the show. Let's go.
I cannot.
Can we please just get on with it?
Let me ask you this, Moby. Are you cooking for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I always cook. Damn it.
So everybody's going to be at your house?
Yes, I am. I like to cook. I do like to cook, and I do. I enjoy it. Especially for holidays, because there's a lot of things that you could do and try and I like it because when I grew up,
what are you cooking, Mama?
I'm getting to that, boo. Calm down. Let me say what I want to say first, and I get to the regulars. You just a regular, like that's a regular. I mean, you a regular. Let me say what I want to say first before I get to the regular, okay?
If you say regular one more time, I'm going to say something to throw up.
day.
20 minutes telling people you're getting ready to say something, and then you never say it.
No,
just say it.
If you stop interrupting me, I can get all the saying before Jay says, okay, I'm right. Okay, this is what I do.
You've been telling us for 10 minutes
you're
going to say something.
Shush. I like to cook because I enjoy doing it, and so if I enjoy doing something so much, I want everybody to come to my house to enjoy it. Now, let me say this. Thanksgiving is a lot. I went through a lot of years of agony because by the time I finished cooking everything, when the people arrive, I'm sleepy. I want to go down and take a nap. Because, you know, when I cook, I drink.
Oh, duh. Yes, we do that.
So, oh, please, you breathe and drink. That ain't nothing new.
Thank you.
Shut up, Ernest. So by the time you get there, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the
It's like saying the sun comes up in the east. Tell us something we don't know.
But I enjoy cooking, and cooking, it takes a lot of hours out of you. So,
and drinking.
Yes, I do drink and cooking. So, yes, I do. I ain't lying. But the fact of the matter is, I love to cook. I do. I really do. So what I'm cooking for this thing, I cook the same thing. I cook my turkey. I cook my ham. I cook chicken.
Okay, we didn't ask you for a menu, Momo, but you sound like Dr. Prince O'Dea. Thank you very much. We're done. All right, so we're moving on. Ernest.
Oh, you see?
Ernest, do you cook Ernest on Thanksgiving?
That's why I don't like you, and that's true.
Did she cuss? Did she cuss Michelle?
No, she said, that's why I don't like you. That's the truth. She said, no, she didn't cuss. Go ahead.
That's
go
the truth.
She
yeah,
didn't.
Well,
I didn't hear her cuss.
She loves.
No,
she loves.
She
right, anyway, yes, Ernest. Are you cooking, Ernest? Are you going to put on your turkey apron and, you know, waltz around the house and cook nothing but sweet nothings? What are you going to do, Ernest, for Thanksgiving?
Uh-oh.
I don't know what it's like to waltz around the house. I don't know what that means. So,
maybe you're light on your feet, but hey, maybe
I'm not
mistaken.
Sure where
so
that
yes.
comes from. So,
I understand.
I mean,
no,
I walk
understand.
Like everybody else. So,
well,
I don't know
you
what you're talking about.
But we,
my roommate
we'll
is usually in town for Thanksgiving, and so we do cook on Thanksgiving. Now, on Christmas, he's usually gone, so it's just me.
I didn't ask you about
and,
Christmas.
You know,
I asked you about Thanksgiving, or just keep it, stay
I don't
focused.
Fuss around with that. But on Thanksgiving, it's a common out of period, you fat bastard. On Thanksgiving, we do cook up because
oh,
I like
Oh, man. Ernest Nation,
stuffing.
I'm
going
to have to apologize to you all again because his ass is going to be seen the door again.
Go.
Yeah, out of here.
This person
sorry.
Has been muted.
So, all right. So, yeah, so
what
Ernest.
What was so bad?
Ernest called. Hey, look here, I'm tired of Ernest. Ernest to rub
oh,
all me to rub away all day today. I'm tired of Ernest.
Run him the right way.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so look, anyway, let's get to this list because I was trying to get to this list. All right, look, we're saying 10 things that things that you should do or not forget to do for Thanksgiving. So now let's break the list out.
Yes.
I don't think you're going to guess any of these, but let me do this. Give me 5 foods. You're the cook here, Momo. Give me 5 foods.
Whose list is it?
It's a white person's list. White people
list.
Is it
a black person list or a white person list?
It is
okay,
a white list.
He said white. Well, I'm just going to say what I know because I don't know no white list, so I'm going to say what I know. Go ahead.
Okay, well, let me ask Rich's sister. Well, Rich's sister don't cook. I can't ask her.
I can still answer the question. What, just about the food?
No, she can't. No. Come to you first. She's out. She's out of this.
Okay, let's go to you first. All right, so look.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Okay, so here we go. Okay, you, let me ask you the question, or you'll keep talking. Thank you. So here we go.
See how it feels?
Give me 5 foods. There are 5 foods. Give me 5 foods you should make before Thanksgiving. Keep in mind, the gist of the list, is 10 things not to forget for Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay,
so, five
so
things
I
you should make ahead.
So, I don't know. That's totally different. Those two questions are different.
I'm asking you, give me 5 foods. Let me say it again. Maybe I'm speaking Russian. Give me 5 foods you need to make ahead for Thanksgiving.
Well, those are two different questions. Those are two different questions to me. Because, like I said, I'm a cook. So when you say the two different
things, but he asked you one specific one now. Name 5 foods.
No,
boo-boo. Boo, let me tell you something. The first question he asked.
Yes, boo-boo, that's what he said. Name 5 foods. That's the question he's asking you.
No, J. Rao, let me tell you something. The first question you asked.
Is everybody else on
ago,
a different show tonight? Is
20
here?
I don't know.
No.
Okay, answer what question you want to answer. Let's put it that way.
Okay,
answer
well,
anyone
you
want.
Because the first
yeah, just,
question you asked.
Just talk for 20 minutes, Momo. Just talk for the next 20 minutes. We'll get
yeah,
it. We'll call it a day.
I'm
over
now.
It.
Yeah, get over it.
I'm going to organize
and,
my desk.
I accept your apology. Shut the fuck up.
Uh-oh, Oh, hit her. Oh, no. Hit her. Hell no. You get mad. You lose your temper. Hit her that damn eye. Get up out of here. She can't be using words around it. Get up out of here.
Gotta go.
This person
has been
muted.
Let me go to you, Rich sister.
Yeah, I'm here.
Five foods you think you should cook before Thanksgiving. Keep in mind, the gist of the list is 10 things not to forget for Thanksgiving dinner. Your thoughts?
The stuffing.
That's good. That's actually on the list.
That was my first thought.
Gravy.
Miss Elias, that's on the list too. I know you would know because we talked about that. Yeah, that's good. Yes. Wow.
Bring it on
so she can get a guess in here.
The desserts. Start on the desserts.
Cakes. That's not
pies
on the list.
Particularly. Oh, okay.
But you see, that makes sense though. You
really
should cook the pies before Thanksgiving.
Nobody wants a hot sweet potato or hot pumpkin
pie. Definitely like
pies.
Oof. If it's like a pie, you want to get your stuff.
Ernest has a point.
What do you mean? What's so funny?
Ernest said nobody wants a hot. Maybe he's right. Maybe we should kick that on Thanksgiving Day. You're right about that, Ernest. I got what you're saying. Okay. So
and sweet potato pie and pumpkin pie takes forever to cool down anyway, so you got to do that the day before if you're going to have it at all.
Yeah,
on the list.
When I said pies, I was thinking like your crusts and stuff. You can have your crust prepared like they were before. And then, of course, you fix them the day or the day before.
What'd you say, Miss Elliott?
Jerome says mac and cheese. Is that on there?
Mac and cheese. Mac and cheese? I think Jerome's in the chat room. Oh, what's up, Jerome? Please say hi to the people in the chat, man. We'll get them here in a minute.
You can make mac and cheese the day before?
Nobody wants no day old mac and cheese. Shut up.
Yeah, I'm going to say, who's going to do mac and cheese for Thanksgiving? Do you even have mac and cheese for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, you got to do that the day of. How long does it take to cook mac and cheese?
Love mac and cheese. Hell yeah.
For Thanksgiving?
That's for Thanksgiving. Hell yeah.
Okay.
All right,
I'm just asking, bro.
Mac and cheese is safe. But, of course, this is a white list, so I don't know. But definitely mac and cheese.
Oh, now you're going to get racial too, huh?
No.
What about the greens?
She keep it real. Shut up.
See,
Greens? You cooked them the day before?
That's a white list, man. You know, I don't think they even eat greens for Thanksgiving, do they?
I was saying,
okay, yeah, but it's white people, man. They do? Y'all do? I didn't
white
know
people
y'all
in the South definitely eat greens. That's not just a black thing. That's a Southern thing.
But see,
black or white,
but
definitely.
But see, you white chocolate, Ernest. You really don't count. You're white chocolate.
And all that stuff.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I just got a message from Mariana saying, what is she?
Somebody
saying that she was,
she's muted by the administration for breaking the rule. Yeah, the administration.
Yeah, she's been muted by
Ashley. Unmute her. Just unmute her and keep it moving. Why do you have not done the radio? Just unmute her.
No, administration.
Well, first of all, Momo B, because I'm not in the chat room, she sent me a message from another place. Why don't you sit your ass down?
Well, why don't you be in the chat room when you're doing a show? Why don't you be there when you're doing a show?
You in the chat room, then you do it. You're part of the show, too?
I'm muted now.
You just did it. If y'all paying attention in the chat room, y'all would know what's going on, Mr. Hostess of the most days.
People
get your act together.
And this is your brain on drugs. Thank you very much. So anyway, let's get back to the damn list.
Whatever. This is pay attention to your child. That's what it is.
Well, you're in there. Aren't you doing it? Thank you. So let's get back to the damn list.
I can't unmute her. I'm not an administrator. Thank you.
You're welcome. So anyway, getting back to the list. So you said, okay, we have three of them. So we talked about rolls. Did you say rolls? Did anybody say anything about rolls?
No.
Bread dressing. When you say prepare for Thanksgiving, I guess they're talking 2 days before Thanksgiving. Because everybody cooks before Thanksgiving. Everybody stay up all night and cook all night. Right?
Some of them do.
Who cooks on Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
on,
I mean, I cook as much
day?
Ahead as I can, but the day of, there's certain things I cook the day of, but she's right, like desserts, and there's certain casseroles you can probably do the day before, but a lot of stuff you do want fresh, so I guess it
the
just, I think any dessert
you
want to do. And
if I was talking really, I would say if your rice and beans.
Yes, I was done.
Your rice and beans.
Your rice and beans, you cook fresh. You want that fresh. Any vegetables that you can do fresh, you want fresh. All the kinds of stuff you want fresh. All the meats and stuff, you would have to cook the day before. That's it.
Well,
thank you,
Benita Crocker.
The cakes, yeah, shut up. The cakes and stuff, you would want the day before because it takes the longest. So anything that you can basically cook before and it still tastes nice the same day, then you better rock it.
Benita Crocker, when is your book coming out?
That's it.
When is your cookbook coming out?
No, don't do that, boo.
Let me ask you a question, Momo B. Momo B, let me ask you a question. You said rice. You mean white rice?
Don't ask me that because I ain't talking to you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the people. I'm talking to the people.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking to the people.
Okay.
I'm not talking to you because...
Oh, I guess now we're having the million listener mark, and Momo B is in charge.
When you mute me over some bull crap that I'm muted, I want to see...
Gotta go.
She's getting ready to cuss again.
This person has been muted.
Great. Whew, Lord have mercy. I don't know what's wrong with her tonight, man.
She is so mad right now.
Okay?
She is so mad right now.
I know she's mad. She needs to calm down.
She's so mad.
She gets mad over nothing. She's pissed. Calm down. Jesus.
I'm not talking to you, boo-boo.
We're having a damn conversation. Calm your ass down.
Mama B is talking to the people.
Mama B
is talking to all the listeners.
Oh, my God. She's mad. Oh. My goodness, I'm about to kick her in the ass. You know what, I'm about to go down to Florida and deal with her. I see right now. Mr. Elias, let's get some plane tickets and let's go down here and deal with her. She needs something. When she gets that feeling,
risk
it.
Let's get
healing.
Plane tickets and go down there and watch it.
Yeah, we need to get down there because I don't know what's wrong with her, man. She you know, she all fired up. She gets bit out of shape for nothing. It's
she's
a comedy
the
show.
Man.
Calm down. Jeez. 347
in the chat room, she says, no, I get mad at the same ish each and every time. Don't be muting me, period.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Don't be,
she said, I ain't killing nobody.
She ain't killing nobody. Not yet. Not today, anyway. All right, 347-850-1272 is the calling number. Jay Riles Show, Saturday edition. Look, Miss Elliott, let's say how does the folks in the chat room. She's right. She is right about that. We need to monitor that. So who's in the chat, Miss Elliott?
We have Easy Rider. We have
Easy,
Ebony
hanging
Empress.
Out on a Saturday, huh?
Yeah. We got Ebony Empress. Of course, Ernest. We got Jerome Esprit from Esprit Radio.
Mr. Esprit in the house.
Yes. We got Mariana Music, one of our favorite listeners.
Oh, yeah.
We got Momo B. And then he's
okay, we know that.
And the GOG experience. GOG.
Oh, GOG is in the place to be. What's happening? What's going on, GOG? Oh, boy. All right, let me say hello to some folks. Let me say hello to Charlotte. Hello, how are you? To Keisha. Let me say Keisha C. What's happening to you? Another Keisha. What's going on to you, Miss Holland? Hey, Sweet Black One.
Hey.
Ooh, I like that name. Wendy C.
Hey.
Tracy D, what's up with all these days? And Baby Doll, what's happening? And Melba C's in the house as well. Thank you all for listening. Appreciate it. So, Ernest, what you laughing at, man? What are you laughing at? Share the love with everybody else.
I was laughing at Momo B. She said, all these mother suckers want to talk about cooking. I'm done. And those are my last words. And now she's still talking. Nobody wants day-old rice for Thanksgiving. She's still talking. She tells me she's going
to
leave.
I was asking her what type
of
rice. I mean, when you say rice, I don't remember eating rice for Thanksgiving. That's why I was asking. I don't recall having rice for Thanksgiving.
Who's making all the background noise? Somebody is typing or chewing on something.
I have no idea.
See, now they just
stopped. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this. Don't go nowhere, folks. Jay Ross Show continues.
WWE Superstar Big Show here to tell you, if you've been drinking, get a ride. Take a cab. Find another safe way to get home. Cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving. They will see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Somehow, I've got to let him know how much.
much I care. I'll never give up looking for my baby. Should go, and he said things he hadn't said before, and he was so, so mad.
All right.
And I don't think he's coming back, coming back. I did too much lying, wasted too much time. Now I'm here and crying. I've been around the world, and I can't find my baby.
Radio Network. Show me the money.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Show me the money.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you.
Show me the money.
It is Saturday.
It is Saturday, folks. Welcome back in 347-850-1272. J Rob Show Saturday edition. Hanging out with the very best in the biz, as always. 347-850-1272. You can call us. We'd love to talk to you. My boy, Mr. Elias, is in the house. What's up now?
Like a bacon and egg sandwich. If women look good, like a bacon and egg sandwich.
Oh, Momo Beasley is in the house. Hello, Momo B.
She's on strike. She's not talking to us right now.
Oh, she's on strike? Oh, okay. Well, you should have told me that before I went to her. I went to her.
My fault.
She's on strike. All right. Oh, she's on strike.
She's
okay.
All
right. Rich Sister's in the house. What's up, Rich Sister?
Hi. How's everyone doing?
Everyone's doing great. The QOD, the question of the day we're talking about, how many lies do you tell? Well, we were talking about it during the course of the day. And I tell you what, I got beat up so bad, I had to retreat. I never thought I had to raise the white flag of surrender, but boy, they beat that ass today. They beat that ass today. I got bad days, and my mouth is cut, my lips swollen up. Boy, they whooped that ass today. Kudos. The cough clap for y'all. And we're talking about Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving dinner. And you know what you learn when you have this type of conversation is different things that people do. Like, for example, I never had mac and cheese on Thanksgiving. Never.
Really? Not with ham? Like ham?
No, I've never had it.
Cheese is a staple.
That's
it. I've never had it. I've had sweet potatoes, right? I've had green beans, all that stuff, but I don't recall having mac and cheese. You know, potato salad.
It ain't Thanksgiving. Unless there's mac and cheese.
Thank you, Smith Sister.
I have to take a look at it. I have to look at the table because I don't know. I have to make sure. I have to go look. Maybe y'all are right. And then Momo B mentioned rice. I don't recall rice with what? Rice and gravy. But you have dressing for that.
I don't know. I've been to Louisiana and had dirty rice on Thanksgiving, and it was the bomb diggity. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Yeah. Oof.
No. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. I mean, listen.
My mother didn't cook it, but I believe I saw it at other people's houses.
What you laughing at, Miss Delia?
Hey, and Momo B in the chat room said Miss Terry was correct when she said Jay was a boozy bitch.
You know what, boy? I love her, man. I love her to death. She gets on my nerves sometimes, but I love her black ass to death. She in there insulting me in the chat room, huh? I'll go in there and give it back to her ass if she want to sit there and fight in the chat room. Did she call me a bougie bitch for real? Did she call me one from Miss Elliot?
Yeah.
Hey, Rich Sister, I didn't ask you. I didn't need you to co-sign.
She sure did.
You're a bougie bitch. Wow.
But I thought you said she was on strike. Why did you have to read it, Miss Elliot? Once again, anything to bring insults up on me, you good at that. That's for damn show. That's all right. What you laughing at, Rich Sister? Is it that funny?
Actually,
yeah, see, all y'all stop that, because all y'all doing is egging her ass on. We have a fist bite, Miss Delia. Jesus Christ. So anyway, fine. So why she? Okay, well, why did she call me bougie, Rich Sister? 1001. 1002.
Huh?
1003. Why did she call me bougie, Rich Sister?
Mac and cheese thing.
Mac and cheese. Oh, because I've never... Hey, look, she may be right. Well, she's not right about me being bougie, but she may be right. There may be... I don't recall. I'm not saying that I've never had it. I just don't recall having mac and cheese. Where you left? She said something else about it. What else she say about
it? You don't know what you're missing. You don't know what you're missing.
I'm not saying...
So you live a whiteless world at Thanksgiving?
Rich Sister, watch it, because you know I'll mute your ass too. Watch it. Now, I usually try to give you a little warning because I respect God and I don't want God and Jesus to be mad at me, but I will hit you in your eye too, Rich Sister.
Okay, 347-850-1267. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. Oh,
Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
We got Ebony Empress on the line with us.
Ooh-wee! Stop the pressure! Stop the pressure! Hey, sexy thing.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Oh, baby, they've been beating my ass today, girl. I needed you a long time ago. They've been kicking that ass today, girl. Oh, damn, they've been whooping that ass.
Hi, Ebony.
Hi, Rich sister. How are you?
Doing good. And you?
I'm good.
Ebony, yeah, let me ask you a question. And this is a question that we talked about earlier in the show. And I have to ask you this. My question to you is that are there times in life when you need to tell a white lie to keep the peace?
Yeah, there can be. Yeah, but you know, I wouldn't lie to you, Jay. I wouldn't.
You would lie to me, baby.
You, I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't lie to you.
Lord have mercy, girl. You would lie to me.
I'd keep it 100. I wouldn't lie.
So you would lie to Jay, was what you say? You would tell him he looked good when he didn't, with his shirt off?
No, I wouldn't lie to him.
Okay.
I know people
tell him pant jackets are sexy.
It is. So continue, boy. I tell you, oh, man.
Tell him that pant jackets are sexy.
You know what? I've been holding this in the whole damn show. I can't help it. You know what? Y'all ain't shit.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Well, hey, wait a minute, bro. You ain't got to mute yourself because you know what you are. Hey, man, you the one in the sexy-ass tan jacket. That's all I was saying, man. Don't get upset with yourself, man. He got beat up today, Ebony, because he said you have to lie. You don't have to lie. You can tell the truth.
No, you don't.
Exactly. That's what we were saying. You don't have to lie. That's why I said this was a dumbass question.
Sometimes it's a bit like you guys with a woman when she says, does my butt look big in this? Right?
If a woman said that to me, I'd be like, yeah, but it looks good in that. It looks good.
Sometimes guys can't hear the truth, right? So if you have a little extra meat on your middle section, which you get as you get older, right? Especially the guys. So you stop seeing your toes because that little meat in the middle, okay?
Come on. There's more than a little meat if you stop seeing your toes. Now stop it.
Sometimes you don't want to hear that actually you're a little bit overweight and you need to go sort it out, right?
You look in the mirror at yourself every morning naked. You know what you look like, though. Why would you not?
Yeah.
Why would you lie to yourself? That's when you lie to yourself. You know, I know I need to lose weight. I'm not the only one on this panel, but I'm just going to say that out loud. But, hey, we all know, you know, when you get to a certain age, you just try to let it go. But, hey. You know, like I said, I like a woman with some meat on her bones. I don't like a little skinny old thing. I'm sorry. I like a woman with a little flesh.
I hear that.
Yeah, because that's really coming forth for me. You understand? But that's just my preference. That's just me. I don't know.
That's cool. Yeah, I don't mind.
You are now free to rejoin
deep
the broadcast.
Lord have mercy. It had to be. Boy, I tell you what, that was my equivalent of putting a dollar in the damn cuss jar. Y'all done made me so damn mad I had to start cussing tonight. Lord have mercy. I'm sorry, Jesus. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. That made me say a bad word. Oh, I don't feel good. All right, look, we got to step out. Don't go nowhere, Ebony Ayers, baby. We want to continue to talk to you. Did I call her Ebony Ayers? That's a porn star.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, baby.
Ebony
Empress. My mind is.
Empress.
All right, we'll be back. We'll be back after this. Jesus Christ.
I was at the breakfast table this morning, and I read in the newspaper that more and more adults are living at home with their parents. That surprised me. I was like, Mom, did you read this? I can't believe it. So surprised I caught Fruit Loops all over my bib. Came out all haphazardly. I'm joking. My mom read that for me. Sound it out. Maury and Maury. Adult. I don't like reading the newspaper. First of all, it's hard. Also, they never wrap up a story on the front page. I'm never curious enough to go inside to find out how anything ever ends. And after a 9-year trial, the jury finally came in with a verdict of, continued on page 22, column C. I guess I'll never know. You ever see these people? I want to learn. I want to be a learner of things. You want me to know what's going on? You put a picture of it on the front page. Reading's hard. You ever try that? I read good. Goodly. But I hate when you're trying to read something and you come across the expression, one thing led to another. What in the hell kind of lazy writing is that? Isn't that your job as the writer to tell me how this led to that? You can just throw that in there?
Adolf Hitler was rejected as a young man in his application to art school. One thing led to another. And the United States dropped 2 atomic bombs on the sovereign nation of Japan. This is so pamphlet!
It's hard to read. I hate when a sentence drags on because my brain can't handle a long sentence.
The corporation had originally decided that a restructuring of its charter should be preceded by a preliminary. What in the hell is going on?
If you pee sitting down, then this is your music.
I wanna rock!
Bump you, man!
Bump you, dog!
It is time for Jay's.
Kiss my entire ass!
Bump you, song.
Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker!
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some
All right, folks, it's time to wrap it up, wrap it up. Glad you guys hung out with us tonight. And listen, we are over. We're going to probably lose the live audience here in about 8 minutes. So if you don't get a chance to hear our final thoughts, we're sorry. But just to wrap up tonight, this show has been a trip tonight, Mr. Elias, to say the least.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Yes, yes, yes. Most definitely. Wow.
Oh, man. I tell you, man. You know, and look, I'm looking at some of the comments, bro. And I tell you, man, we love everybody. We love all our listeners, and they love us. Oh, my God. You know, man, I was thinking about this the other day. And I think about, I was on Facebook, and I got a message from a guy. And the guy was like, hey, you know, J. Ryle, man, you know, love the show, man. Keep doing your thing. And it's a brother, man. So I went back and forth with him a little bit. Said appreciate the support, blah blah. How long you been listening? Dude said he been listening since 2010, man. And then he started rattling off all the people that been on the show and stuff. And so it's just amazing how there are people out there who have been listening to us. And we've been on air since 2009, but who've been listening for a long time. And they still listen, man. You know, it makes you feel good. Makes you feel good. Like a bacon egg sandwich.
And I
feel good.
And I appreciate those listeners, man. I really do, man. I mean,
it's cool.
What would we be? We'd be doing this show just the dead air. So I appreciate our listeners.
See, it's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool the amount of people that know you and you don't know them. You know, and it's like, but that's all right because we all know each other, even though we
1 minute left.
To wrap it up.
Gotcha. Even though we may not know you all by name, we still know you. So if you see us on social media somewhere, by all means, you know, get in contact with us. We'd love to hear from them. I mean, all these people, because, you know, we had that little thing last week when we talked about Stella. Remember, Stella called in. Y'all called her, you know, y'all called her a dumb asshole, but that was, you know, y'all called her.
That was not me.
Well, Momo B called her. Somebody called her a dumb asshole. Anyway, so the thing is that she talked about how you
see me?
What? Oh, is he on strike?
You don't want to
put
her
sign down?
You want to bring up my name on the discouraging? You
want to
be called that hoe?
What did you
do? What?
You said,
oh, are you dumb? You dumb.
You
dumb.
You ain't
dumb. I see my position. I see my position here on the crew. My position is talk about real. Put people down. This is why I gotta appreciate it.
Any other
time, you appreciate my voice.
Five, four,
I see it.
Don't you
know
we're gonna talk to you,
I can see.
Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The J. Ryle Show and the serious side of The J. Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. All right, tonight we're heading to Memphis, Tennessee. We're looking for a missing juvenile endangered. Tariq White was last seen leaving the 800 block of Haynes on foot. He is possibly depressed and has a mental condition that requires meds. He's a male, he's black, he's 16 years old. His date of birth is June 15, 1997. He's 5'9", 150 pounds. Low black hair, brown eyes, glasses, mustache, gray and blue Nautica jacket, black and red shirt, gray and black tennis shoes. If you've seen this young man, please contact the Memphis Police Dispatch at 901-545-2677. Once again, that number is 901-545-2677. We pray for the family of this young man, and we pray for his safe return. If you know of someone who you'd like to see featured on Have You Seen Me?, Don't hesitate. Get in contact with us. If you're listening to this live, you can call the show right now at 347-850-1272. And we'll take the information over the phone. Or if you're listening to this show via Rewind, all you have to do is send us an email, jrileshowatlive.com. That's the jrileshowatlive.com. Or go to our Facebook page, TGR's Radio Network, leave a message there, or you can contact me, Jay, direct at jryl, that's J-A-Y-R-I-L. We pray for all people missing, regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help!
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com.
To obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
Was the next face you see?
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
You know what time it is.
Ever hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way?
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks, it's been a hell of a show today, and we have about 2 minutes left until the live broadcast, so if you're not listening on the phone lines, you won't hear it unless you're actually listening to us in the archives. You listen to a rewind edition of the show. Now, let me go back to Mobile B. Let me tell you something. You know how we feel about your black ass. You need to stop. You need to stop with all this nonsense.
Don't call me names. Don't call me names.
Okay, well, whatever. Whatever.
I'm not in the mood.
You know how we feel about you. We ain't going to listen to that mess. We ain't listening to it. You know it. Don't be trying to act like nobody don't love you, because you know we love your sorry black ass. So calm down.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. It's no damn well we love you. Heifer, get on my nerves. You was a part of that crew that was on my ass today. I'm fighting all y'all today. Tired of this. I got to go home and lick my damn wounds. Joker's going to beat my ass today.
But I ain't mad at you because you curse. I ain't mad at you. You see that?
Yeah, well, I had to today.
You can cut all you want. I still
got to
say respect to you.
But
if somebody say something bad, I'm you to explain it.
Ain't nobody
here.
Whatever.
You represent me for doing the same thing that you want to do. So how does that put you? Where do you stand? For real. For real. Think about it. Get back to me. Call me later,
Damn. I don't know what to say. Yes, Mr. Elias. What?
Y'all want the goodbyes, man. We're just
okay, fine, Mr. Elias. All right, fine. All right, so look, it's time for our final thoughts. And Ebony, since you rolled up in there, girl, what's your final thoughts, baby? Not Ebony Ass, but Ebony Empress. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're right. Ebony Empress is the right expression.
Yes, baby.
Okay, my final thoughts would be always tell the truth. Yeah, cost it what it will. Yeah, just stick with the truth, and people respect you for that.
Good stuff,
oh,
baby.
Policy.
Wow,
that's all
right,
it.
Girl.
She must have missed the whole show. If she was talking to Jay,
yeah, I did.
The whole goddamn show.
Thank you, Grit Sister, for that. Oh, God, look at the third one. All right, so, Miss Elias, man, final thoughts.
Jesus Christ. You're coming out, God bless, good night. I've had enough tonight.
You know you, man, was telling us I had enough. Oh, man. Momo B, would you like to give us your final thoughts without cursing? I'm you there, man.
She gonna cuss up the storm, and you know
it. No. You see, this is why I'm having my one eye open with you, Elias. You have no faith in Momo B. You have no faith in me. You should have said that. If you had no faith in that, you would have
told
me. Good night. This has been so long. Everybody, see ya.
Deuces. How about that for not cursing? Oh, my God, my head hurt. Oh, Miss Elliott, man, can we shut it down? Can we shut it down? Let me read something. Charlotte, oh, this is our first time listening. She said, y'all are crazy. Woo, we are, girl. Come on back and get some more Wednesday. All right, so for Mr. Elliott.
I'm
going to
raise you better. It's a choice. And that's what I choose to do. There's a difference between me and Dave Rao, who want to choose to lie and choose to do what he do. I don't have to do it. I choose.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.